So what if I told you that there are people visiting your station website right now who literally experience it completely different than you do? And in some cases, they may not be able to use parts of it at all. Well, today we're going beyond checklists to talk about website accessibility, what it actually means, why it suddenly matters more than ever, and why waiting until you're legally required to deal with it could be a major mistake. Well, there's a topic I've been wanting to talk about and spend a lot of time with for some time because I think a lot of people in radio and just local media are underestimating how important it's becoming and honestly, how overdue it already is. And that topic is website accessibility. Now, before anybody immediately tunes out thinking, oh, great, here's another some boring compliance lecture. Well, hang tight with me, please, just for a minute. Because accessibility is actually much bigger than government deadlines and legal requirements, and I'll tell you why. At its core, accessibility is making sure that people can actually use your website. Not just the people that you think are using it, but all people. And we want all people to be using our website. Now, this sounds obvious until you realize how many websites out there are built in ways that unintentionally block people from using it properly. And when I say people, I'm talking about visitors who use screen readers, keyboard navigation, voice control software, magnification tools, contrast adjustments, motion reduction settings, captioning systems. I mean, there's a whole range of assistive technologies out there that many website owners and content people just don't ever think about because we're not using those things. And the reality is, not everybody experiences your website visually the same way that you or I do, sitting with a monitor and a mouse. Some people never use a mouse at all. Some people literally hear your website through software. Some people navigate entirely with a keyboard, not a mouse. Some people can't distinguish certain colors. Other people rely on enlarged text because they physically cannot read small fonts. And some people are trying to access your content from cognitive and neurological perspectives that make cluttered layouts, flashing elements like animated GIFs, or poor structure incredibly difficult to just process. That's where accessibility starts becoming less of a technical issue and more of a communication issue because we radio people, we understand communication, right? Or at least we should. Well, because we spend our entire careers trying to make information easy to consume. Better storytelling, better clarity, better connection, better sound. Accessibility is really an extension of that same philosophy online. And the problem is, for years, website accessibility has been mostly treated like an afterthought. It's something that we'll eventually get to. It's something, you know, it's something that's not really important right now, so we'll put it off until later. Well, now eventually is here. Recently, the Department of Justice extended the ADA Title II compliance deadlines for state and local governments by 1 year. Their deadline was April 26th of this year, but they've extended it for larger entities until April 26th of next year, while smaller governments and districts, their deadline is in April 26th of 2028. Now, we're talking about governments and stuff like that. The actual accessibility standards, they did not change. This is just something that the Department of Justice has dictated for government websites. WCAG 2.1 level AA is still the benchmark for really every website online. So technically, your average private business website, including your radio station website, does not have a federal April 2027 deadline attached to it. So I don't want you to think that that's what I'm saying, that you have a deadline that you have to meet. But I don't want you to think that accessibility compliance does not affect your website. Oh, great. We don't have to think about it now. No, really, you do. Private sector websites are still very much exposed to accessibility-related legal action under the ADA Title III and other disability discrimination interpretations. Courts have repeatedly allowed lawsuits against businesses over inaccessible websites, even without a formal nationwide technical standard for private businesses. I mean, this has been happening for years. Many years ago, Amazon and Walmart.com and these large websites were being fined because not everybody was able to get on and buy the cool things that everybody else was able to buy. All right. So they had to completely pivot after paying large sums of money and then make their websites accessible. So it's trickling down. So while your radio station website may not be under this government mandated countdown clock, it doesn't have this countdown clock sitting over the shoulder or whatever, accessibility absolutely still matters legally, operationally, and it has a lot to do with your reputation as well. So this is what you need to know right now. The government deadlines really show where the industry direction is headed. This these WCAG 2.1AA, these compliance are, they're increasingly becoming the expected benchmark everywhere. Not just the big major websites, but every single website. I do see it trickling down to every website eventually. Lawsuits against private businesses already exist. As I said, websites that serve larger audiences are getting sued for unresolved accessibility issues, like the Amazons. And I'm thinking that I'm not sure if iHeart had any issues like that, but I would expect them to, being the such a large entity. All right. Accessibility expectations, I mean, from users, vendors, advertisers, schools, municipalities, they're rising quickly. And waiting until accessibility becomes an emergency is a terrible, terrible strategy that I want you to avoid. And that's what this episode is about today. And here's another angle. A lot of radio stations directly work with local governments, public schools, emergency management agencies, tourism boards, police and fire, universities, nonprofits, public events, that sort of thing. And now if their digital properties become more accessibility conscious, the expectations will naturally spill over to the media partners connected to them. Kind of makes sense, right? Well, it's visually and vitally important to start now, because accessibility is not something that you can magically complete in a weekend. I've actually learned that recently, having put our websites and a few of our station websites through all of this. Now, this is especially for radio stations, because it doesn't just affect your homepage. It's everything. Your articles, event pages, contest forms, mobile apps, podcasts, images, PDFs, social embeds, menus, live stream player, your banner ads, videos, everything, all right? And maybe most importantly, it's going to affect your daily workflow. And that's the part that I think people are missing. Accessibility is not about fixing code, because that's just one layer of it. Sure, you need to have either a website partner or a website that that promotes accessibility. So things are in the right place. Events are, you know, they're coded as events versus news articles that are coded as news articles and contests that are coded as contests and that sort of thing. All right, we're not talking about that. That's one aspect of it, but another aspect of it is the content. That is what your people are going to be touching, and that's about changing habits, their habits moving forward. You can hire somebody to take care of the technical problems if you don't have anybody just yet, but that doesn't affect your team. Like I said, the harder challenge is going to be training the actual people who touch the website each and every day, because if your staff continues to upload graphics with no alt and title tags, they're posting unreadable images full of tiny text, embedding inaccessible documents, they're creating poor headline structures or using vague links like click here, well, then you're rebuilding the same issues and problems over and over and over and over. And that's going to be a nightmare when there's a deadline on the horizon, because you have to go back years and years and years and fix everything, not just the most recent things. All right. So this becomes a culture issue now. And honestly, radio has a tendency to operate in survival mode. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody's busy. Everybody's understaffed. Everybody's trying to get through the day, get to the weekend with very, very little staff, right? So accessibility gets pushed way, way down on the priority list. They just try to, you know, get it up and get it done. But here's the reality. Accessibility lawsuits and complaints are happening right now, as I mentioned, and they're going to be trickling down to the smaller guys over time. And so they should be considered just as serious as image copyright issues. I'm serious, because the lawsuits are basically the kind of the same. There's just different reasons, right? Businesses, media companies, colleges, municipalities, healthcare systems, retailers, they've all faced legal scrutiny over inaccessible digital experiences for years now, as I mentioned. And so even if the newer Department of Justice deadlines specifically apply to state and local governments, many legal experts believe that this is a signal of broader expectations for the private sector websites very, very soon. And honestly, if there were no lawsuits involved, I mean, let's just take that off the table entirely. Accessibility still matters because your audience matters. That's the bigger point that I'm trying to make here. If somebody can listen to your radio station, but they can't effectively use your website because your menus are broken for screen readers or your contest form can't be navigated with a keyboard, that's a real audience problem. And that's something that one of the biggest fears that I think is going to happen at some point in the future is that a radio station with a major client is going to have a contest, but their contest form, you can only sign up online, and their contest form is not accessible to one of these either screen reading software or something. And they're going to get sued, and the client's going to get sued, and because this person who can only use this software to navigate websites cannot enter. And so you're saying basically, you know, everybody can register for this great contest except you. And they'll have a legal precedence to sue you and possibly win. And that's one of my biggest fears. And I don't want that for your radio station. One thing I think helps people understand this better is explaining how this assistive software actually interacts with websites, because the screen reader software doesn't see your page visually like you or I would. And here I go, I'm making that assumption that you can see. And we shouldn't be doing that. All right, but this software, it interprets structure. It interprets headings, labels, landmarks, button descriptions, image descriptions, form fields, semantic meaning of the code in the background, okay? That's what it's actually reading. So when a content creators skip proper structure just by visually putting in a heading that looks like it should be there, like an H1 tag, for example. An H1 heading tag, if you're inside of a WordPress editor or something like that, you can pick the different headings to put inside of a post or a page or anything like that. If you put an H1 tag simply because the text is larger, and I have seen stations do this because, you know, we like our, just like we have on promo cards, we have the big text and stuff like that. We like to put, you know, bold text in the middle of pages and have them centered and have them looking like a graphic or something like that. But when they put an H1 tag, which is normally, it is typically the page title. If when you put another H1 tag somewhere in the middle of the page, this software just goes nuts. It loses context. And so to a sighted person, the page may look perfectly fine. It's just got some big text in the middle. No big deal. But to a screen reader user, it can sound like chaos. Imagine listening to a radio station where the sweepers, songs, commercials, and voice tracks, they all fire randomly with no structure or labeling. This is what a badly structured website page feels like or sounds like through assistive technology. The same thing applies to images. A lot of stations, almost every station, I will say this, almost every station will post graphics or images to their website, like news images, event flyers, sponsor ads, obituaries, but there's no alt text attached to those images. So assistive software simply reads those as the person hovers around on the page or clicks through on with their keyboard, And instead of seeing, you know, a brown dog balancing on a beach ball, they see image 1, 2, 3, image 4, 5, 6 dot JPEG, and it moves on. So they don't know, what that is at all. That could be a click here to register image, but they're seeing image 3, 4, 5. So they've missed out on that opportunity. All right. So the information is completely lost. This is why those alt and title tags makes so much. They're so important. And this is where I think many organizations are underestimating the scale of this problem, or either just they're just not really thinking about it because it doesn't affect them. But accessibility isn't just a developer issue. Sure, your team should be working with someone who, you know, built the site using the code correctly and puts things in the right place and stuff like that. But that's just one part. It's a content team issue. It's a management issue. It's a training issue. It's a workflow issue. And because of that, waiting for any amount of time until some deadline looms over your shoulder is the worst possible strategy, because the organizations that are going to struggle the most will be the ones that try to cram years of education and auditing and remediation and training and workflow and all of this into a few final months, all right? Because it's not going to just affect like your homepage and the most recent post. No, it's going to affect everything for the last however many years of content that you have on your website. Meanwhile, the organizations that are starting to move on this now, gradually and realistically, that's going to be the smarter path. And they're going to it's just going to be another day whenever that deadline looms over their shoulder. All right. So audit things now, train your staff now, start improving image descriptions and alt tags, start adding those each and every time right now, start structuring your content correctly right now, start evaluating your mobile apps, because accessibility done correctly is incremental. It's going to be a part of your publishing culture moving forward. It has to be across the board. Every image that we upload to this website is going to have an alt and title tag. Every single image. Doesn't matter if it's a news post, it is a contest image, it is a event or an obituary, everything is going to have an alt and title tag. And honestly, many accessibility improvements, they're going to make your website better for everybody. Not only does it affect these folks who need the accessibility for your website, it's going to present a cleaner structure, which is going to help your SEO greatly. So more people will find your website, not just the ones who need the accessibility features or whatever, but across the board. I mean, and clearer navigation, that's going to improve usability. Better content improves readability on mobile devices, especially outdoors. Captions will help people in noisy environments. Descriptive buttons will improve clarity. And faster loading pages, that's going to improve accessibility and your SEO as well. So this is not about compliance checkboxes, all right? I don't want you to think that. It's about making your website easier to use for everybody and to get more people to your website more often, and for them, when they get there, to stay there a whole lot longer, because your website serves as your community's public identity, the source of truth, and even an AI reference point. Usability matters now more than ever. And the good news is that most organizations, they don't need perfection overnight in order to do this. They just need momentum. Get started with a real plan, real awareness, and a buy-in from the people who are touching the website each day. That is the key, because accessibility, it's not going away. And honestly, it shouldn't, because we want everybody from every walk to land on our website and to stay there as long as possible. Now, we recommend that you run your website through an accessibility scanner. There's dozens of them online. Just do a search for accessibility website scanner. Our Skyrocket Radio customers, they have the ability to scan their websites anytime with our included accessibility extension that covers all of the aspects that I've been talking about, from images to forms to content structure and so forth and so on. All right. So it's real information that can keep your website compliant and more people coming back to your website on a daily basis. That's really what it's all about. But these scanners that are out there, they will give you things that you can adjust and change on your website. It'll tell you if all of your images don't have alt tags, it'll flag all of those. All right. So the main thing is your website represents your station. And that means everybody, not those who just can see and listen, should be able to access it. That's not politics, folks. That's not hype. It's just good communication. And in our business, we're supposed to be good at communication, right? So if your station is not on a platform that has prioritized accessibility, or if you're looking to upgrade your website presence, you can reach out to us anytime at skyrocketradio.com. Hopefully this information has helped you this week, kind of giving you more of a mindset of accessibility, and so you can kind of communicate that to your team to, again, do everything that they can to not only just check these boxes but to make your content more accessible to everybody that is out there. All right. If it has, please like, subscribe, share this out with your radio colleagues. We so much appreciate that. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Looking to maximize your radio station's digital presence? Skyrocket Radio delivers custom websites and mobile apps built exclusively for radio stations by radio professionals. Our websites engage listeners and drive revenue, while the integrated apps keep your audience connected wherever they are. It's a complete digital solution designed to boost your station's reach and ad sales. To take your station's online experience to the next level, visit skyrocketradio.com.